only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Hey, it is the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with us. You know, last week, Mike Caldwell was a guest here on the Business News Hour, and we had a conversation about referral marketing. Referral marketing works really, 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 really well, and Mike had some suggestions and some proof as how it does work. And to get there and utilize referral marketing, you don't have to buy fancy software or a third-party platform. Much, if not all, can be done on your own. But there are some critical steps to help you get there. So let's talk about referral marketing. And three things that you need to do right out of the gun. Number one, small and large businesses have got to know who your best customers are. Know them. You know who they are, or you should. The first step in referral marketing is to identify those people. Who's made your business their favorite? Who already is a brand warrior for you? You might have 5 or 500. It doesn't matter. You just got to know who your best customers are. So that's step number one to referral marketing. Number two, it's getting easier. You got to ask them. You know, once you've identified who your best customer is, simply ask them why they love doing business with you. Is it service? Is it selection? Is it price? Is it location? What is it? What is the driver for them to do business with you? Reach out with a phone call or an in-person the next time that you're visiting with them. Don't do the email thing, okay? Reach out with a phone call and say, hey, I just got a couple of questions for you. You've been a client of ours for a long time. Why? What is it? And then once you've found out, the next step is to ask them to share. I mean, they've already shared with you why they like your business, and they've already shared with you the story that they would tell. So ask them if they would please, just because you're a good business and they're a good customer, if they wouldn't share it with their friends and family. I mean, if they really do love your business, they'll not feel put upon to do so. After all, they've already told you they love doing business with you. Now all you have to do is allow them to share it. Now, because in our business and here on the News Hour, we live in a sharing world. You know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram. There's plenty of ways for your best customers to share what they why they love doing business with you. Imagine the impact of a customer doing a 30-second video on their phone telling the world why they love your business. You can then post that to your website, share it across several of your social media channels, and there's all kinds of ways to share the love. You know, you can remind your best customer to rate you on Google or Yelp or on Facebook. Ask them to do a selfie with your logo or product and then post it and tag it with your business. Ask them to retweet a message or two each week. I mean, if they're following you already on Twitter and they already think that you're the bomb, why not allow them to retweet what you're already saying? Number four, share the love on Instagram. Not only is it fun, but it's kind of hip, and people really get into that. The only downside about Instagram that we found is that you can't necessarily tag in the post. You have to send them back to your profile to get the latest tag. But you can change that with Bitly, by the way. And if you want information on how to do that, I can share that with you at some time, too. Also, you can have them write a recommendation about your business. They can write it on Facebook or LinkedIn, or just have them send you the email. All right, so have them send you the email. I love doing business with you because blah, 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 blah. And then, with their permission, go ahead and copy and paste and use part of that as a testimony to how great your business is. Remember, and we've said this so many times before, people do business with people that they know and trust. Your best customers can be your best marketing assistant if you do just two things. Remember, this is a test. Those two things are identify your best customers and then make the ask. Now, we know businesses that are out there that are afraid to ask customers why they like them. If that's the case, maybe you got more problems than marketing. But go ahead, find out who your best customers are. You already should know who they are. And then go ahead and make the ask and start your referral marketing program. It can mean big business for you. It has for so many other corporations. Referral marketing. Check it out. All right, we've got to slide aside because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. Tyler starts the music, and that means we got to go. In studio with us has been Jerry. Jerry's going to be here for a couple of days. He's from Drake University, one of the best schools, by the way, in the United States. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. For all those people and our guests today, we had Laura Kennard in the first half hour and Taylor Wingert and Grayson Zahn from the Hawkinson Institute, from the University of Iowa, talking about finance and business, and then our marketing tip of the day. All right, we've got to get out of here. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.